Hey, this is Philly Mac from Philly Mac Media and VentiPixel.com, here to talk with you about technology in the Philly Mac Minute. Well, what are we going to talk about today? As you might suspect, it's Apple, because there's always something about Apple to talk about, it seems, every day. What are we going to talk about today? What does this whole thing in their new terms of service around OS 4.0 mean to developers? There's a lot of questions going around about this circulating. Does it mean that we won't be able to develop for anyone? Does it mean that people will stop developing? Does it mean that there will forever be a lockout? Is it a vendetta against Adobe? All these questions and many more. So, what's my answer here in the Philly Mac Minute? It's simple. Anybody knows that if you have to develop for a specific environment, then you focus more on the environment and how to use and optimize the user interface, or at least you should anyway, for that environment. If you're developing an application that's going to get deployed to 5 different handsets, you're never going to take the time to make your application as elegant or as iPhone friendly, as it were, as you would if you were only developing that application specifically for the iPhone UI. But there's actually something more, I think, to this than just Apple's desire to control the look and feel of the application. I think it goes very directly towards the new OS's feature of allowing multitasking. I think that there's no other way probably to really optimize the applications than by doing it in their SDK. And they want to make sure that their apps don't crash. Even huge Nexus One fanboy Leo Laporte, and you know everybody loves Leo, but even he will say about the Nexus One that that bad boy crashes all the time when he tries to do multitasking. So Apple wants to control this, and they want to make sure that multitasking works right. And if you're going to do that, you have to do it in their SDK. That's my take on it. It's what the terms of service change to OS 4 means. It actually means for you a better environment and more stable OS if you have an iPhone. I'm Philly Mac from Philly Mac Media and VentiPixel.com, where, by the way, we do iPhone development in the native SDK. This is the Philly Mac Minute. Thanks for joining me. Peace out.